Is it too late to start One Piece card game in 2026? Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. No, it is not too late to start the One Piece card game in 2026. Start with one current starter deck plus mat sleeves, play the teaching app tutorial, attend a casual local, then upgrade with singles. Do not buy a booster box as your first deck building plan. Come sit by me for a minute. One Piece TCG looks intimidating from the outside because the shelves are loud. Starter decks, X-starters, boosters, manga rares, alt-art leaders, tournament lists, sealed boxes with beautiful menace. It feels like you arrived late to a party where everyone already knows the song. You did not. You only need the right door. The honest 2026 answer is beautifully simple. Buy a current starter deck, sleeve it, learn the rhythm and let your favorite captain pull you forward. This guide is the buying route I would hand a friend across the card shop counter. It is warm where it should be warm, ruthless where money gets silly, and a little dramatic because this is One Piece and we are allowed a little drama. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. Is it too late to start the One Piece card game in 2026? The best time to start a trading card game is not when the card pool is small. It is when the front door is clear. One Piece card game finally has that kind of front door. The same date also belongs to Op 16 The Time of Battle, the Paramount War Booster set that is driving summer interest. Then the next beginner wave lands around the ST31 to ST36 starter decks. The Asia product page for ST31 lists July 11, 2026. While the English event calendar supports a beginner's deck party 2026 ST31 tilde ST36. From July 31 to August 30, 2026. Translation, the ecosystem is not closed, it is actively inviting new people in. The trap is thinking hot game means buy sealed boxes before they vanish. Not for your first month. Start with a starter deck, learn the resource rhythm, then buy singles for the deck you actually choose. A booster box is a celebration, a collection night, a birthday table ritual. It is not the cheapest way to build your first working deck. Download or open the official beginner teaching material before you buy anything expensive. Buy one current starter deck and one pack of mat standard sleeves. Play 5 games with the starter exactly as printed. Choose one leader you actually enjoy before chasing meta upgrades. Upgrade with singles after you know what your deck is trying to do. Open booster packs only when the opening itself is part of the fun. Yumi's quick verdict: if your budget is big, wonderful, still do the small thing first. You will spend smarter once the game has touched your hands. The late starter fear is mostly fake. A mature TCG looks scary because experienced players talk in shortcuts. But One Piece starters are complete decks. The official beginner pages are active, and stores are still running beginner events. You are late only if you skip the learning path and buy like a collector before you can play like a player. What should a new One Piece player do in the first 72 hours? I want your first 3 days to feel like momentum, not homework. Day 1, use the official beginner page and teaching material, then open one starter deck. Do not shuffle new cards into it yet. Learn what a leader is, what Don does, why taking damage can put cards into your hand, and how counter value save games. Your goal is not to win. Your goal is to understand why losing life is not always bad. Day 2. Play the same starter against a second starter. If you have a friend, wonderful. If not, ask a local store when beginners meet. The official event calendar has welcome events and Pirates Party-style casual events specifically meant to soften the landing. Day 3. Watch what your deck wants more of. Does it need more blockers, more 2K counters? More searchers, more top-end finishers? Write those needs down. That little list is your singles shopping list. It is worth more than a random sealed box. Run the tutorial or beginner walkthrough before opening your wallet wider. Keep your first starter unchanged for 5 games so the deck can teach you. Announce attacks, blocks, counters, and Don. Use out loud. After each game, write one sentence. I lost because. Or I won because. Only then look up decklists and singles. The first upgrade is not a card, your first upgrade is sleeves. Marked, bent, sticky or mismatched cards are a gameplay problem, a resale problem and a table trust problem. Matte standard size sleeves are the least romantic item in the cart and the most immediately correct. What beginners keep asking across our One Piece TCG beginner searches, the repeated questions are not what is the rarest card. They are which starter should I buy? Do I need two copies? And should I buy boosters? That is the shape of the pain. The answer is, one starter now or second copy only if you love that leader singles after you know the list. What to buy first, ST30, ST21 or the new 6-color wave? Is current official complete and priced like a genuine on-ramp instead of a collector trap? The official product page lists a constructed 51-card deck, 10 don, cards, a playsheet and a bonus pack. That is enough to play. If you cannot find ST30 without silly markup, ST21 Gear 5 is still a strong Luffy first option, especially if you want the loudest possible anime energy on the table. If both are overpriced, do not spiral. The ST31 to ST36 starter wave is the patient player's friend. 6 colors, clean beginner support and official events around the release window. For US readers, check your local English retailers and stores because the Asia product page date and English event window do not always mean the exact same shelf day. The older ST1 Straw Hat Crew box is charming and historically important, but only buy it as a first starter if the price is fair. Once old starters drift into collector pricing, they stop being beginner recommendations and become shelf objects. Best Big Luffy alternative, ST21 Gear 5 if the price is not inflated. Best patient route, wait for the ST31 to ST36 color wave and pick the color leader you like. Best collector only nostalgia, ST1 if you find it cheap, not if it has been marked into a trophy. The two copy question: competitive minded players often buy two copies of a starter because certain staple cards appear at low counts. New players do not need to do that on day one. Buy one, play it, then buy the second copy only if you know you want to upgrade that exact leader. English versus Japanese cards for official English language play. Stick to English products and your local event rules. Japanese cards can be beautiful collector pieces, but they may not be legal for the events you plan to attend. If you are buying to play locally, ask the store before importing. Why does the ST31 to ST36 starter wave matter? The ST31 to ST36 wave matters because it gives new players something a TCG always needs. A reason to start together. 6 color-coded starters mean your group can choose personalities instead of fighting over the same box. Red wants pressure. Green wants tempo. Blue wants tricks. Purple wants resource acceleration. Black wants removal math. Yellow wants life manipulation and comeback drama. That does not mean every starter will be equally strong forever. Starters are entry points, not permanent solved decks. But a simultaneous beginner wave is perfect for families, friend groups, and store communities because everyone gets a current product with the same cultural timestamp. You can all be new at the same time, which is secretly the best way to learn. Yumi's move. If you are not desperate to play tonight, wait for the wave, pick by favorite character and color identity, then buy one second copy only after your first 10 games. If you want to play today, buy a current in-stock starter. If you want the freshest beginner event path, watch the ST31 to ST36 window. Choose color by playstyle but let fandom break ties. Keep the first deck intact for 5 to 10 games before upgrading. Pick fandom first, meta second, a perfect meta deck you do not enjoy will gather dust. A slightly imperfect deck led by a character you love will get played, upgraded and understood. That is how beginners become dangerous. Color cheat sheet: red teaches pressure. Green teaches board timing, blue teaches hand and bounce tricks. Purple teaches don, ramp, black teaches removal and cost math. Yellow teaches life total drama and trigger nerves. Should you buy starter decks, singles or booster boxes? Here is the money sentence. Starter decks are for learning, singles are for building, booster boxes are for opening. If you remember nothing else, remember that. A booster box can be wonderful. I adore a sealed box night. Sleeves ready, snacks set, everyone leaning over the table while the shiny card slowly reveals itself. But randomness is an expensive deck builder. If you need 4 copies of a specific card, buying packs to hunt them is almost always worse than buying the singles. Up 16, the time of battle is hot because the set is thematically huge and officially current. Open it because you want the experience, because Paramount War makes your One Piece heart ache a little, or because collectors at your table love the chase. Do not open it because you think one box will magically solve your first deck. Need a playable deck tonight? Buy a starter. need exact upgrades, buy singles, need a fun opening night or collection chase, buy packs or a box, need tournament performance, test a list before buying the expensive cards. Do not confuse collecting with building. Collecting is emotionally valid and financially dangerous. Building is practical and usually cheaper. Decide which mode you are in before you click the button. The repeated veteran advice in beginner threads, the veteran pattern is consistent. Play your starter, pick a leader, then buy singles. The phrasing changes. The warning does not. Which beginner gameplay tips actually matter? The first big One Piece lesson is emotional. Taking damage is not always failure. Your life cards go into your hand when hit, and that means early damage can become resources. New players often spend too many counters protecting life that could have refilled their hand. Learn when to take the hit. The second lesson is arithmetic. Count counters before you count cool plays. A hand with 2k counters is secretly a second life total. A deck with only expensive characters and not enough defensive value will feel heroic until it collapses. The third lesson is tempo. Do not throw Dawn around because it feels powerful. Attach Dawn. When it changes the math of an attack, forces an awkward counter, protects your board plan, or sets up lethal. Dawn is not confetti, it is pressure. Ask before every counter, is this hit actually worth preventing? Track how many 2k counters you saw in your hand each game. Attach Dawn. To change math, not just because you can. Before lethal, count their active Dawn, cards in hand, blockers, and possible triggers. Announce the attack target clearly and give the defender time to respond. Yumi's first match drill, play one game where you say every decision aloud. I take this because I want a card. I counter this because next turn is lethal. I attach two Dawn because it forces two cards from hand. If you cannot explain a move, slow down. The 8-12 defense check when you start upgrading, count defensive cards and 2k counters. Many beginner decks fail not because their best cards are bad, but because the hand cannot survive long enough to see them matter. Locals, culture, and how to be welcome at the table. One Piece locals can be competitive, funny, loud, generous, and a little chaotic in the best way. Bring sleeves. Bring dice or a Dawn. Tracker if you like tactile reminders. Bring a playmat if you have one. But do not feel embarrassed if your first mat is the one in the box. The table code is simple. Announce actions clearly, keep your board state readable, ask rules questions before a messy shortcut, and do not slow roll a win. If you are new, say so. Most card shop regulars would rather teach a clean new player than sit across from an experienced one who mumbles attacks and hides information with sloppy piles. Also, do not apologize for liking a non-meta captain. The One Piece culture is fandom forward. People remember the player who loves their leader and plays with good energy. Tell the store you are new and ask which knight is most beginner friendly. Bring a sleeve starter and a small deck box. Keep Dawn, leader life trash and hand zones clean. Ask before using proxies or Japanese language cards. Offer the rematch, thank the teacher, and write down the one rule you missed. Beginner night is a cheat code. Official welcome events, pirates party events, and beginner's deck party windows exist because Bandai and local stores know the hardest step is walking in. Use the event calendar, then call the store before you go. The good table test if a player teaches kindly, explains shortcuts, and lets you rewind an obvious beginner misunderstanding in a casual game. That is a table worth returning to. If someone farmed you for an ego boost, bless them and find a better knight. Yumi's 2026 cart recipes, here is exactly how I would spend the money. You are playing, you are not optimized. That is fine. This is the best teach a friend route because you control both halves of the first matchup. This is the first serious local route. The collector knight cart, op 16 packs or box, penny sleeves, top loaders for hits, and one promise to yourself. You are opening for joy, not pretending the box owes you a deck. Collector budget, op 16 sealed plus protection supplies with no deck building fantasy attached. No regret summary, the best first purchase is boring and correct. The most exciting purchase is sealed and optional. A great TCG life has room for both, but only if you put them in the right order. Final verdict. Start now but start gracefully. One Piece card game does not ask you to buy a throne before you have learned to sit at the table. Buy one current starter, sleeve it, learn the rhythm of Dawn. End life, then let your first leader teach you what kind of player you are. When you finally open up 16, do it with friends, snacks, and zero delusion that the box owes you a deck. That is how this hobby stays beautiful. Frequently asked questions. Is it too late to start One Piece card game in 2026? Number 2026 is a strong entry point because current starter products, official beginner pages, welcome events, and the SD31 to SD36 starter wave give new players a clean path in. The key is to start with a starter deck, not sealed boxes. What should I buy first for the One Piece card game? Buy one current starter deck and matte standard sleeves. If it is overpriced, choose SD21 gear 508 for the SD31 to SD36 6 color wave. Should I buy a booster box to start One Piece card game? No, not if your goal is to build a playable deck. A booster box is random and fun to open, but singles are the efficient way to upgrade a specific deck. Buy sealed for the experience, not as a first deck building plan. Is SD30 Luffy and Ace good for beginners? Yes. Bandai lists SD30 as a ready-to-play starter deck X with a 51-card constructed deck, 10 Dawn, cards, playsheet and bonus pack. Should I wait for SD31 to SD36? If you wanna play immediately, do not wait. Buy a current starter. If you are patient or starting with a friend group, the SD31 to SD36 wave is attractive because 6 color identities make it easy for everyone to pick a distinct style. Do I need 2 copies of a starter deck? Not. On day 1, 1 copy is enough to learn. Buy a second copy only after you know you love that leader and want extra copies of specific starter cards for upgrades. Are Japanese One Piece cards legal in English events? Do not assume. So, for official English region events, use English products and confirm with your local organizer. Japanese cards can be great collector pieces, but legality depends on the event and region. What accessories do I need first? Matte standard sleeves first, then a deck box, then a leader protector or rigid holder if you play often. A playmat is nice but not required for your first night. How much does it cost to start One Piece card game? What is the best One Piece card game color for beginners? Red is often the simplest pressure first introduction, but the best beginner color is the one attached to a character you want to play repeatedly. Fandom keeps you practicing long enough to learn the strategy. Is Op 16 the time of battle worth buying? Op 16 is worth buying if you want current Paramount War-themed sealed product, collector excitement, or a pack opening night. It is not the most efficient way to build your first deck. What is the fastest way to get better? Play the same starter for at least 5 games, say decisions out loud, learn when to take life damage, count your counters, then upgrade with singles after locals or simulator testing.